Friendly viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, and today's show featuring Jungle Island, a vibrant animal sanctuary in Miami, Florida, USA, where visitors can see birds flying about freely and interact up close with a host of other animals. The park is the culmination of the dream of Franz Scheer, an Austrian-born nature lover who opened the nature preserve to the public in December 1936. The park is on 8 hectares of land and supports 1,100 lovely tropical birds and hosts such magnificent beings as African penguins, African pygmy goats, orangutans, turtles, and other reptiles and amphibians. Jungle Island is home to 500 species of plants as well. Now let's meet some of the island's winged wonders.
Today we're going to share with you some of our favorite friends that fill our skies and landscapes with an elegant beauty. Did you guys know there are over 9,000 different species of birds on the planet? No? Well, that's just a species, guys, which means there are literally millions of birds all over the world. You can see them flying, swimming, walking, and sometimes talking like my friend here. Hi!
Hi!
Hello, can you tell everyone else here, hello?
Hello!
Well then, why don't you introduce yourself? What's your name?
Rio!
What's your name?
Rio!
You say it's Rio, everyone? Yeah. That's right. Now, Rio here's our Calaveras macaw. Macaws can be found in the South American rainforest.
Now, macaws have the ability to mimic human speech. Now, some talented ones like Rio here even have the ability to mimic other animals. Hey, Rio, why don't you show everyone that big dog of yours? Can you bark? Okay, that's a pretty big dog. Let's try that same big dog, but this time with fleas. Can you bark? Don't forget the fleas. Get it, Rio. Yeah, that's pretty cute, but you know, buddy, this is a bird show, so let's try something from the bird family. How about a rooster? That'll wake you up in the morning. Now, another cool thing about Rio is he has what's known as binocular vision. And that basically means he can look out on either side of his head and focus on two separate objects at the very same time. Like right now, he's got one eye focused on me, and well, he kind of kept looking at you, man, in the first row, you know. If I didn't know any better, I'd say Rio was checking you out. Hey, Rio, you think she's pretty? Wow. Well, you know, you can take him out on a date, but he's our chauffeur today and you have to get him back on time. Hey, Rio, what time's your curfew?
Midnight.
Well, speaking of curfews, we've got to get out of here. Everyone say bye, Rio! Hey, Rio, say goodbye. Goodbye. That's Rio, our Calaveras macaw.
Wow, that's one clever bird. The next bird we'll be introduced to is a blue and gold macaw.
So, Nikki right here, we call her a flyer. So what she does is she flies around our theater during the shows, and she does a little bit of talking, but most of her training is dealing with flying. So, hello, hello, hello. She, like I said, mostly does flying, but she knows a few words. Robert?
Robert?
There you go. So she knows her boyfriend's name. Yeah, sometimes it's funny.
Let's put those wings up.
There you go, show off those beautiful wings. All right. She's actually a really sweet bird. She likes to play peekaboo. She is about 30 years old. She's really athletic. She has a lot of muscles up under here because she flies all the time. She's actually one of our best flyers. A lot of our birds stick to a very set pattern. And when she flies, she actually tries to weave in and out of the trees, and she does figure eights out in the open areas. So she has a really good time, fun time flying when she flies.
Now let's meet a noble African gray parrot named Martin.
Well, now I'd like to introduce everyone to Martin. Martin is our African gray parrot. Hello. Hello. African gray parrots, they can be found in the Congo of Africa. Now, some people don't know this, but most parrots, they can live upwards of 70 years old. Martin here is about 30, even though it's hard to tell just by looking at him. So Martin, I've got an idea. Why don't you give everyone a big kiss? And a wave. All right, let's hear from Martin, our African gray.
When we return, we'll meet more of the winged wonders living at Jungle Island in Miami, Florida, USA. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On today's show, we are visiting Jungle Island, an animal sanctuary in Miami, Florida, USA. The park's birds fly about freely and other animals roam free so that visitors can experience them up close. Let's meet more of the island's feathered residents.
And we have Merlin, who is also from Africa. He is our pied crow. We have an Andean condor from South America. We have a cassowary, who is from Northern Australia and New Guinea. We also have a cockatoo from Australia. And we have a saurus crane from Southeast Asia. And a African ground hornbill from South Africa. So we have a large variety of different birds from all over the world.
Cassowaries are large flightless birds belonging to the ratite family. Other members of this family include the emu, rhea, ostrich, moa, and kiwi.
Now, the cool thing about the cassowary, guys, is that they are the closest living relative to the velociraptor. So if you ever saw Jurassic Park, she might look a little bit familiar. Now, this particular cassowary weighs 135 pounds, and she stands at over 6 feet tall when she fully extends her height. We're going to check out that fully extended height of hers, just like that. But that's pretty cool.
Now, in the wild, a cassowary will look on the ground for fruit. But if they can't find any fruit on the ground, they'll reach up into the tree and grab the lower hanging fruit like she showed us just before, just like this. But if that's still a little bit too high or out of the reach, they can just jump in the air, sometimes clearing 6 feet, just to get a fruit like apples. We're going to watch how a cassowary eats an apple. They swallow it whole. Did you see that going down? That's pretty amazing, huh?
A balanced diet for the birds consists of an abundance of nuts, seeds, and fresh fruits. In addition, Ryan gives a special treat to his little feathered friends.
Fruit is their biggest thing. I'd say that the grape is the best thing that ever happened to these guys because it's like nature's candy. So they just love grapes and seeds, sunflower seeds, peanuts, and they get a regular dietary pellet every day.
Bridget Grosjean, who is the Media and Public Relations Officer at Jungle Island, now introduces us to Maya, a yellow-naped Amazon parrot. These birds are highly social and enjoy the company of other birds. They also form strong bonds with their caregivers. Their coloring is very distinctive as they are vibrant green, with their chest being slightly lighter green and their tail a light yellowish green. Their name is derived from a bright yellow patch of feathers on the nape of their neck. In the wild, yellow-naped Amazons enjoy a varied diet of nuts, seeds, fruits, berries, blossoms, and leaf buds. One of Maya's favorite foods is peanuts.
Kitty, kitty. What about a chihuahua? Chihuahua. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Hello.
Hello, I love you. I love you. She is. Maya was born in 1966. And she used to be a showbird in the old part. Now she's retired. But she still does her spiel every now and again. And she's adorable. We love Maya. Maya, what is it?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. What's your name?
Maya.
Maya's your name. Really? Oh. What about a pussycat?
Kitty, kitty,
kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty, kitty. What about a chihuahua? I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
One of the oldest birds at Jungle Island, a cockatoo named Pinky, is surely everyone's favorite.
Ride his bicycle. He did not forget. What is it? What is it? What is it? He did not forget how to ride his bicycle. At 67 years old, he got on and he was faster than the new Pinky. Yes, you were faster. I love you. I love you. Yes, you're very pretty.
Knowing of Supreme Master Ching Hai's love for our avian friends, Bridget Grosjean had a special invitation for her.
A I would love her Supreme Master to come and visit all the birds. I would love to introduce her. I know she has a passion for them, as I do, as we do here. We have 500 different types of birds here. I'm sure she will enjoy them all.
Yes, you are quite right, Ms. Grossjean. Supreme Master Ching Hai does indeed share your passion for birds. In fact, she has 23 birds and personally cares for, feeds, and plays with them. With the permission of her feathered companions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has written a number one international best-selling book about them called The Birds in My Life. Supreme Master Ching Hai must have heard your kind invitation even before you said it, because she came twice to your beautiful sanctuary. Supreme Master Ching Hai has graciously allowed us to share some footage from her private collection of her visit to this enchanted place.
Oh, we also do have a pro bowler here in Para Jungle, and he goes by the name of Kido. Go ahead, Kido, why don't you go ahead? Hit your ball, read him. No, you gotta get the ball.
No cheating.
No cheating, exactly. Go get the ball.
Good boy, good boy. Wow, good
there we
boy.
Go.
Good boy, good boy.
Good job. All right, let's do this the professional way. Go ahead, knock it out.
Wow.
We sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her permission to share these private videos of her visit to Jungle Island. Please tune in for more delightful footage from Supreme Master Ching Hai's visit to Jungle Island on a future program, only here on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Miss Bridget Grossjean had a final message for our viewers.
Be a veg, go green, save the planet.
We would like to convey our gratitude to the staff at Jungle Island for inviting us to visit this wonderful home for our animal friends. May all the lovely residents of Jungle Island be happy and carefree forever. Gentle viewers, we are delighted you joined us today on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your spirits soar high above in the sky.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.